Благодарю вас, госпожа сопредседатель.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. We are compelled to take the floor to exercise the right of reply. We hope to be brief and to only make the statement once. We categorically reject the accusations of aggression and any environmental damage caused. We would tell the participants of this meeting that the war that was mentioned here did not start in February 2022, but 9 years before that, and was not started by Russia. Here, the Russian Federation is acting fully in compliance with the United Nations Charter and other norms and standards of international law. I would like to focus separately on the accusation of bombing the Kakhovka Dam and HEP, which was actually a long-planned aggression by the Ukrainian forces. We'd like to ask the Secretariat to publish as an information paper our explanatory note as to the chronology and the context behind the destruction caused at the Kakhovka Dam. We will provide the Secretariat with the relevant material. I would remind you that in October 2022, we did warn how dangerous it would be to have a terrorist act on the Kakhovka Dam and what this might happen. And in New York, we sent to the Secretary General a letter on this subject, which was published as an official document of the Security Council. Please do reflect this information in the report of our meeting. The number of this document was Security Council document S/222/786. And when the Russian Federation called upon Security Council to pay attention to this matter, we mentioned that the Ukrainian forces were preparing an attack on the LOX and the Kakhovka HEP. But these warnings were not heeded. Co-Chair, I would ask you please to get our discussion back on track in accordance with the agenda of our meeting. If the Ukrainian side has difficulties in implementing the Convention on Transboundary Water Courses, we are prepared to consult with them if the Ukrainian delegation so desires. Thank you.